Rajmohan's wife, plot of the novel. The very first chapter begins with gossip between two women, the older Kanak and the younger Matangini. The opening scene is marked by desire, temptation, and transgression, thereby setting the plot in motion. In the next chapter, we are introduced to two men. The older man, Mathur, is crude, vulgar, corrupt, and unscrupulous, and turns out to be the villain of the novel. Possessed with a tall, stout, dull, and dark complexion, he had something positively unattractive about him. He wears a gold amulet, a thick gold chain, gold studs on his shirt, and gold rings on all the five fingers of his hands. His father condemned an English school education, saying that it was not only useless but positively dangerous. The younger man Madhav, the hero of the novel, is positively defined as a result of his English education he received in Calcutta. Madhav's father was attracted to the city of Calcutta by its luxury and promise. Madhav took advantage of city culture and exposed himself to the new liberal humanist ethos of English education. In total contrast to Mathur, Madhav is a progressive zamindar, but he lacks in the vitality and energy represented by Matangini. His clear, placid, I'm quoting, complexion had turned a little dull, either through want of exercise or too much comfort, unquote. What is common in both the characters is that they are dull, a quality which signifies lethargy, ignorance, and sloth. The marriage between Rajmohan and Matangini is a failure. We also come to know that Madhav and Matangini loved each other from their childhood, but they could not materialize their love. Madhav married her sister Hemangini. Rajmohan is described as the very image of death. He is truly an embodiment of jealousy. He is shown as cruel, brutish man of enormous strength but lacks any moral sense. He is very unkind and treats her wife cruelly. Though poor, Matangini has a loving heart and brave personality. Matangini arranges an employment for her husband with the help of her sister in Madhav's estate. But the immoral Rajmohan, along with a gang of robbers, attempts to rob his own benefactor. It is this attitude of Rajmohan that gradually estranges his wife. There is complete disruption of family family life for both of them. Matangini saves Madhav from robbery and intends to confirm her childhood love for Madhav. Matangini apprehends trouble, and with the help of Kanak and Shuki's mother, she hides herself in Mathur's house. The theme of land ownership and legality of land is at the center of Bankim Chandra's Rajmohan's Wife. It is necessary to unveil the feudal past in the novel, which controls the narrative and decides the fate of main characters. The zamindari system, which is interwoven in the story, is as follows. Bongshibadhan happens to be the zamindar of East Bengal. He inherits his fortune at Radhaganj. He is blessed with three sons. The eldest son, Ramakanto, is industrious and hardworking. His only son, Mathur, represents a corrupt and dying tradition. The second son of Bangshibadan, Ramkanai, is indolent and extravagant. His son, Madhav, gets right education in Calcutta and aptly proves the right heir to the estate of Radhaganj. Ram Gopal, the third son, who died early and childless, bequeaths his property to Madhav, the wardier of his two nephews. This infuriates Mathur. Mathur wants to grab the will, means the legal document, which makes Madhav the heir of or heir to his uncle's property. And it is this will that Mathur is after. He wants to grab it. What happens to Matangini after this? I'll tell you in my next talk.